The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, sports fans. I'm talking to Oz Guinness. It's hour two, and we just continue the conversation. Oz, we've touched on so many things. Where shall we go? Do you want to talk a little bit about part of the point that you've made in a number of books is this dramatic, super clear difference, really, between the American Revolution and the French Revolution, of course, 1776 and 1789, when you refer to, you earlier said that there were five revolutions. There's the English and the American, and then we have, of course, the French, the Soviet, Russian, and then the Chinese Revolution, through which you yourself lived, and you touched on that last night. These couldn't be more dramatically different. We have two that are founded in ideas that really stem from God and the Bible, and then the three that are dedicatedly against God and the Bible. And you lived through the last of these horrors in China. I don't know if you want to touch on that as you come into this into the subject.
Well, Eric, my book tries to go back to the roots in Exodus of the American Revolution, which people need to know, but also to understand the deep roots of the radical left. And we are talking about the blue-leaning Christian groups. And I think they're naive because they don't understand it. Now, I base my thinking here on Jim Billington, the great Librarian of Congress, who points out the French Revolution only lasted 10 years in France, but like a huge volcanic explosion, the lava flow has come out ever since. And we're dealing in America with the third lava flow. The first was revolutionary nationalism, very important, but not our problem. Second is revolutionary socialism or communism. And although that's the best known of the three, it's not really America's problem today. We're talking about revolutionary liberationism or cultural Marxism. And for example, many Christians don't realize that the political revolution, say race Marxism, goes all the way back to the same place in Paris, Palais Royal, where the sexual revolution came from, sex Marxism. And a lot of Christians don't connect the dots, and so they don't realize the gravity of it. So, say the sex revolution, people think it's Playboy and Hugh Hefner and the pill, far more radical than that. And the sexual revolution is against the family and against the church. And it is literally, if you read, say, Wilhelm Reich, trying to subvert 3,000 years of Western civilization.
Well, many times on this program, John Zmirak has said that it starts with the Marquis de Sade. We really can't forget the just extremely radical nature, the vile, offensive nature. We somehow try to pretty it up and make it sound like, oh, it's about freedom or something. And when you actually look at it, it's horrific. But most people, myself until recently included, didn't really know that that part of it had come out of the French Revolution over 200 years ago.
And you look even at the church. Say, when when I came to faith in the 60s, the challenge was theological liberalism, or what you call revisionism. And most Catholics and evangelicals stood firm, faithfully. But now with the sexual revolution, they're capitulating all over the place. And you can see many of our blue-leaning friends haven't traced the roots back to see how radical and subversive it is, and where you've got to stand very, very clearly today, although with courage and a cost.
Yeah, with courage and a cost. It's interesting. Last night at the patrons' dinner following the event, and I mentioned this earlier, someone asked the question about what James Hunter calls faithful presence, the idea, in a sense, that we shouldn't maybe be so vocal about. I guess the thing is, to me, what people tend to do is caricaturize good things. When, and of course I've written about it a lot, and in my most recent book, Letter to the American Church, when Wilberforce sets himself to abolish the slave trade, there were many people at the time who said, well, you shouldn't be mixing your faith and politics, you know. You have no business doing that. We applaud Bonhoeffer, who stood against the Nazis. But in our day, many people who would be maybe left-leaning, as soon as you talk about trying to bring your faith into the public square to bless people in every sphere, in other words, not just theologically, but you say, I want to abolish slavery, or I want to bring free market values to so that poor people can lift themselves up, or I want to stand against critical race theory because it's harming communities of color. As soon as people talk about that, there are voices that instantly say, you should not talk about that, just stick to the gospel. Mm-hmm. And last night you made some, I thought, important comments about how faithful presence isn't enough.
Well, the way I wasn't attacking James, but...
No, of course not.
What I'm attacking is I go around the country and people say, I want to be faithful, keeping my head down like the early church. And I say that's entirely the wrong parallel. The early church was under an imperial dictatorship, no question. Whereas America's a free republic based on the Hebrew Republic. And in the Hebrew Republic, one of the principles was every Jew responsible for every Jew. You love your neighbor as yourself, like the Three Musketeers, one for all for one. Now that means that every American is responsible for the American Republic. And so for American Christians to quit that, it's a terrible failure of discipleship, calling in every inch of life. But it's also a terrible deficiency of discipleship, of citizenship. And so I totally disagree with those Christians. But if you look back over 50 years, evangelicals, because we're basically talking about them now, they swung between an overly privatized faith, privately engaging, publicly irrelevant, or sometimes an overly politicized faith. And the number of people who've had a clear philosophy in between have been the minority. So politicization's wrong. Privatization's wrong. And we've got to be fully engaged, but doing, as the old 19th century saying was, doing the Lord's work in the Lord's way.
Well, I think, you know, if somebody... I think people on the left who are evangelicals, whether it's maybe James Hunter or Russell Moore or even Tim Keller, these are people that I have been friends with. They seem to, when you bring up something, I mean, if it were something like, I am on a crusade to abolish the slave trade, it seems to me that today, effectively, they're saying you're being too political. And I would say, no, this is a necessary outworking of my faith. And I'm not going to make an idol of politics or an idol of success, but I express my faith by trying to take on these things which are harming people. It would be like saying you're spending too much time feeding the poor, focus on the Bible. And you'd say, well, that's what the Bible says to do. And so I think we kind of go round and round in a way. You mentioned the idea of people referring to first century Christianity and saying that, you know, we need to be where they were, just be a faithful presence. And I think I've said the same thing. I thought, well, wait a minute. We're not under the Roman yoke. We, each of us, has the freedom and, in a way, the duty to live out our freedom by expressing what we believe to be true. Unfortunately, we're going to go to another break, but we still have time with Oz Guinness. Folks, if you're not aware of Socrates in the City, please go to socratesinthecity.com, where you'll soon be able to listen to the conversation I had last night with Oz touching on these subjects. Don't forget our radio website is metaxastalk.com. There is a banner there where you can help free slaves, literally, in the southern Sudan at the top of the page, metaxastalk.com. We'll be right back. On the outside, and the downhill run to Papa Ede. Off the wind on this heading line, the Marquesas. In case you haven't been paying attention, the Biden administration has caused a financial crisis and they have no clue how to fix it. Oil prices have skyrocketed, and when oil prices go up, the cost of transportation and shipping spikes, leading the prices of goods to rise. And when we're already seeing record inflation, that's the last thing we need. Our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. If all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It is real. It is physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold. They can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com.
It's hard to grasp why anyone would keep voting for record inflation, skyrocketing crime, and an open border. Likewise, why would anyone keep funding the left by sticking with the big carriers? Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, and they want to make it easy for you to try their service. Give them 60 days to show you why I trust them. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, get your third month free, plus get free activation. They offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks and use the same towers as all three of the major carriers. So you get the same great service while supporting a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Eric or call their 100% U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that does. Make the switch today and get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Eric. That's PatriotMobile.com/Eric or call 972-PATRIOT.
Final segment with my friend Oz Guinness. Oz, I was just referencing this idea that you mentioned that some people seem to say that our model needs to be first century Christianity. So I was horrified to read in this book by Andy Stanley. One of the key ways in which the book horrified me was when he said exactly that. And I thought, you've got to be kidding. We have the freedom, and I would say the duty, to express our faith in every sphere, to bless anyone we can bless through whatever means we can bless them. So the idea that we're under the Roman yoke, that we should impose that on ourselves. Mm-hmm. People have died so that we could have the freedom, so that we could live out our faith in these ways. And where do you get this horrible idea that it's somehow consonant, that it would be consonant for us to behave as though we're living under the Roman yoke? It's just extraordinary to me. And I think ultimately it's an excuse not to be engaged, or it's an excuse for people to say, well, that's not my lane. I'm not going to bother with reforms or social reforms.
No, I think they're squandering a historic opportunity. You know, I have done Zooms to China, and Chinese Christians raising questions about freedom, thinking that it will come. Or a couple of weeks ago, I did a similar Zoom with Ukraine. And the courage of them, 50 of them had lost their homes since the previous Zoom I'd done. And they were discussing how they should advance freedom after the war. Now, that's real courage, like our brothers and sisters in Poland under communism. So for people in this country to squander the moment, they should think, it isn't just America we're talking about. if this is biblical freedom, God's vision of freedom and justice for humanity, we are the key to going forward. So if the West ends, who knows whether China will be the leader or whether the global church in Africa, Asia, could be in the pioneers of advancing human freedom. We're playing for incredible stakes at this generation. And people are quitting, just keeping their heads down. Their silence has been bought. For me, it's lamentable and outrageous because they're missing an historic moment.
Well, you say their silence has been bought. I mean, that's really almost literally true. There are people who have endorsed the book I mentioned by Andy Stanley, and I was simply astonished. I thought, how can that person fail to understand that what Reverend Stanley is saying is not only historically inapt, but theologically confused? It's misleading many people, because there are many people that they want to hear that. They want to hear, oh, I don't need to be political. I can vote for whoever. I don't need to. These are separate issues. I don't need to worry about the issue of the unborn or the issue of America continuing in the vision of the found with the vision of the founders. That's all separate. And these are really pernicious ideas. And I'm horrified at how many in the church don't understand this. And it's why I wrote my most recent book, Letter to the American Church, because I thought, This is really you mentioned it's this, to say it's the squandering of an opportunity. I think it's worse than that, because I think that we've been honored by God with the with being able to stand for these things and to live these things out, to have this freedom that we could really help the whole world see what a more biblical view of things might look like, and to say, no, I think I'll pass, it's a horror to me. I mean, it's the same thing as what the German pastors did in the 30s when they said, we're not going to stick our heads up above the parapet. We'll stay down here and just stick to preaching the gospel. And then you say, well, what gospel are you preaching? And then you want to know, how long do you think you'll get to preach this gospel if you don't fight for these other things?
Mm-hmm. No, I often say I wake up outraged and sometimes ready to weep at what we see happening, the folly of Christians failing to understand. No, I couldn't agree with you more. The only difference between you and me is I never name names. In other words, I try and go for the principles involved.
Well, but I mean, I think that if people want to think of it as ad hominem, I have to be very clear. It's certainly not that. And the reason I say what I say and write what I write is in the hopes of reasoning with these folks, or at least helping them understand what it is that they're saying and the effect that it's having. But I would never, you know, I want to be friends with people with whom I disagree. I don't. So if they choose to take it that way, I would say that would be on them.
One of the terrible things that's happening, though, is I call it, in one word, respectability. In other words, you appear on certain shows or you write for certain magazines or papers. Eventually, it shows, and the lack of courage is slowly softened and softened. And we've seen far too much of that. That subtle lure of respectability.
Well, that's the case. I mean, if you want to appear in the New York Times, you don't say certain things. Mm-hmm. Well, I have now said those things, and so I won't be published in the New York Times. But I think to myself, my goodness, life is short. We have to deal with where we are, and things have become radicalized, and it's very unfortunate. But there is a lot of that, and I think that if we're too careful, we won't have anything to fight for very soon, because we're seeing, I mean, just what came out recently with Twitter. I mean, a lot of people suspected it, but to see that kind of corruption, that kind of disdain for fundamental American values like free speech and actual journalism, I mean, I think we have to be clear. We're living in an astonishing moment. We can't pretend otherwise, or we shouldn't.
No, my books are pretty extreme. You know, we haven't gone into Zero Hour America, but I argue you can see the present crisis in three words. revolution, oligarchy, or homecoming. And we really are very close to the point of no return. And Americans better wake up and make those choices that have incredible consequences, but realize the stakes. And well, many people don't, and they're just ambling along. And so again and again in D.C., oh, it's just another swing.
Yeah, well, that's exactly.
It's a cycle.
That's exactly what I hear, and I say that's nonsense. That's not enough. I mean, that would be like saying in the 30s, it's just another swing. Yeah, a swing to the death camps, you just consider that another swing, and you're going to ride it out and hope you don't get sent to the death camps? That's really not quite right. I think it's, again, it's human nature, but I'm just grateful to you for speaking about it as you've done in both of these books, Zero Hour America and the Magna Carta of Humanity. We've just got a few minutes left. What should we touch on that we haven't? Can you say, give us at least 60 seconds or 90 of where you, how you grew up, of what happened to you in China that gave you some of these views?
Part of the passion I bring to this is because I saw communism as a boy face up. Because I remember the day in 1949 when my dad said to me, son, we're in trouble. Chiang Kai-shek has just abandoned the city and we're at the mercy of the Red Army. And in they came and they festooned the city with loudspeakers between the lampposts. And in the morning, there were trials. And parents were informing against their children. And children against their parents, because the fear was so palpable. And in the afternoon, the public executions. So I was there at the beginning. And of course, now historians would say Mao Zedong may have killed up to 50 to 75 million of his own fellow Chinese. But it began in 1949 with that terrible climax of the revolution. So I will never be, and my wife Jenny and I remember Eastern Europe under the Soviets, what it was like to go through wonderful countries like Czechoslovakia and so on, and know what people were like living in Poland and Czechoslovakia. So I'm incredibly realistic about Marxism. And as I often say, look at the whole history of the radical left. Americans, wake up. The revolutions of the left never succeed. And the oppressions of the radical left never end. And Americans are so naive at so many points.
I think that accounts really for a number of the folks that I've mentioned having the views that they do, and I want to challenge them and ask them to look a little deeper, because we're going to see some horrible things if people in the church particularly don't wake up to where we are. Oz, I'm amazed we're already out of time, but just so grateful to you on so many levels. My friend, thank you.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Tell me, Eric, why is Relief Factor so successful at lowering or eliminating pain? I'm often asked that question. The owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and I agree with them. So the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. Each helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. And that right there, approaching from four different angles, may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. So if you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it will work for you. It works for me. It has for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference. As hard as it may be for us to comprehend here in America, there are people in other parts of the world whose very lives are being threatened simply for believing in Jesus. In fact, people are being enslaved for their faith. Some have been in bondage for 25 or 30 years. If you've been listening for any period of time, you know I'm I'm passionate about the work of Christian Solidarity International, a ministry that sets these captives free. There are hundreds of thousands persecuted and enslaved in the Middle East. Together, we can literally buy their freedom and save the lives of some precious brothers and sisters this Christmas, giving them the joy and hope that we celebrate freely. For only $250, you can provide life-saving aid this Christmas. You can buy a believer's freedom and provide them with much-needed food, a goat, and other goods necessary for their very survival. These are brothers and sisters who are enslaved and fearing for their lives. Just $250. Maybe you can give more, maybe a portion. Every gift helps. Imagine buying a fellow believer's freedom. Call 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Christian Solidarity, providing life-saving resources for persecuted Christians for almost 40 years. 888-253-3522 or metaxastalk.com and click on the Christian Solidarity banner. Give someone the gift of their freedom for Christmas. Thank you.
Folks, welcome to the program. I often ask people, like, have you won the Heisman Trophy? Some people go, yeah. Then I go, well, have you won it twice? And they go, no. Well, that's where they and I differ with my current guest. His name is Tim Tebow, and it's always a joy to have him on the program. Tim, welcome back.
I appreciate it. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You're always busy doing wonderful things. You have a new book out called The One-Year Devotional Mission Possible. I love that title. It's a 365-day devotional of inspiration. You have always been an inspiring figure, even, you know, before you were saying very much publicly, just when you were playing college football. You have this desire in you to inspire people. And the first thing I want to ask you before we talk about the book is, like, do you remember as a kid when that happened, or were you always like that even as a little kid? Because that's just a beautiful value. And I remember when I just knew you as somebody playing college football, I thought there's just something beautiful about somebody who actually cares to inspire, you know, other people that he hasn't met or maybe will never meet.
Well, I think I had two amazing examples in my mom and my dad that actually influence was something that they talked about all the time with us, that every day you have a chance to impact the people you're around. And if God gives you a big platform or he gives you a small platform, whatever it is, we all have the chance to influence. And I remember as a very young boy, we were in Publix and we were walking by the an aisle, and I put in a bad cereal. I believe it was Cocoa Puffs. And then a dad and his son came up and said, hey, my son, he saw you. And I was only a few years older playing sports, but I was still young. And he saw you and you were his hero, and he put Cocoa Puffs. And I was like, oh, man, I knew I just impacted him in a bad way, because that's obviously not a good thing for you. And my mom used that as a learning lesson, is, look, you know, you're only, and I don't even remember, I was young before I was even in high school, and I had influence and how it impacted people. And she would just always talk about the ripple effects of all of our decisions. And then I had a dad who still is my biggest hero, who has had ripple effects all over the world because his courage and his boldness, and courage I've never had and boldness I've never had, in all over the world to make impact. And I think just being able to see that inspired me to not want to live a mediocre, you know, half baked, half going at it life, that if I fail, I want to fail face down. If I mess up, I want to mess up going at it. But at least I want to strive to go after life, to go after God's call, to go after the mission that he's given all of us. And it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect, but we can strive going after it.
I can't believe that you are willing publicly to share that shameful Cocoa Puffs episode on this program. Like, most people would not be willing to go there, Tim Tebow. No, I joke around, but, like, we all have those stories, and it's kind of funny because a lot of times when I'm talking about my heroes, William Wilberforce, Bonhoeffer, people act like, well, that's this big thing, and I think, no. Whoever you are, whatever you do, what cereal you pick off the shelf, you're influencing people around you for good,
right,
or for ill. So it's really a privilege. It's a beautiful thing. But that's just so interesting that you learned that lesson as such a young kid.
It's not a big deal, right? It's not a bad thing to get Cocoa Puffs. What you're saying is, it's high sugar and it's not good for you, right? But sometimes we minimize these things and what we need to do is we need to take them and we need to macro them. What if I made focus on these decisions, these little decisions in my life, and I just focus on all of them, and you have no idea how God can use that in people's lives to influence them in different ways. But we don't know. The point is we don't know which one, right? It might be a sugary cereal, and that might not be a big deal. That might be your treat, right? Not a big deal. But all of a sudden, we have no idea if we just line up these decisions where it could be ripple effects, because we also are choosing who we're going to let into our life and who has those ripple effects into us.
Well, you're not going to get guns like the biceps I'm looking at right now by eating Cocoa Puffs every day. So it's kind of funny, right? Like, of course, we reward ourselves, but how you live is important. It affects others. What we say, what we don't say, it's just an incredibly important thing for people to know that you are an influencer, whether you want to be or not.
That's
you
right.
have written a book now. You've written many books, but this one is a devotional, a one-year devotional. It's called Mission Possible, 365 Days of Inspiration for Pursuing Your God-Given Purpose. So what is in this book? Obviously, if it's 365, these are obviously pretty short, designed to do every morning.
And that's by design, Eric, is the goal was, you know, we have so much every day that is competing for our time, for our mindset, for our goals. And I wanted to write a 365-day devotional, one for every single day, so that maybe we could do life together. And if it's someone that wants to pick it up, that maybe, you know what, we could start together. And all of a sudden, they start day one. And you know what? It's something that when all these things are competing for your time, that we choose what's most important, right? Is to start our day with scripture, which we start every day with scripture. And then we get into the practical. And honestly, Eric, it'll take you 2 to 5 minutes to read. But what's so important is I think that we shape our mind and our mindset with really our mission and our purpose and with wisdom in the right ways to start our day. And then kind of the second bucket that I wanted to help encourage people was to trust God in those situations, no matter what's happening. And really the third was I want to challenge people at times to get uncomfortable, challenge people to live intentionally, you know, challenge people to say yes to caring more about significance and success. And it's only 2 to 5 minutes every day, but I feel like it's just something where I feel like it's a journey we can all go on together.
Folks, the book is 1 Year Devotional, Mission Possible. Tim Tebow, the author, will be right back with Tim Tebow.
I've looked at clouds that way, and now they only block the sun. They rain and snow.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Hey, folks, you've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. So right now, MyPillow is offering exclusive offers on their bed sheets, their six-piece towel set, and even offering an extended 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed now through December 25th will have an extended money-back guarantee through March 1st. The bed sheets are marked down as low as $29.98. Believe me when I say you'll get a great night's sleep. Their six-piece towel set is made with USA cotton. It comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Typically retails at $89.98, now just $39.98 with promo code ERIC. Limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-978-3057, 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use
use promo code Eric. These offers will not last long. They're known to sell quickly. So order now with promo code Eric at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Eric. Folks, welcome back. I'm talking to Tim Tebow. No kidding. Look, there he is. Hi, Tim. Good to see you.
I love it. I don't even know how to respond to that, Eric.
I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm looking for dead silence, for confusion. That's, you know, you do so much. But now you've written a book, which is a devotional. It's called 1 Year Devotional, Mission Possible. And you were talking about a number of things just a minute ago. I think a lot of people struggle with a lot of the things that you were talking about. Like, you know, how do I live consistently? How do I, you know, because some people are really disciplined, or some people it comes naturally to them. Other people are a little bit more elliptical in the way they pursue life. But you always talk about identifying your priorities. And so when you say that, like, what does that mean for you?
I think it's so important, Eric, that we understand what's most important in our life and most important in our heart. And then we align our priorities based on those things, right? If what's most important is that we're building a relationship with God, that we're serving other people, that we're making a difference, that we're helping, then let's put time for what we say is our top priorities, right? And then it's also, I think, so important, and I go back to this, I mentioned it, that we also reframe our perspective and our mindset, because one of the hardest things to gain and the easiest things to lose is perspective on what matters. And I'll give you an example. This weekend, I mean, there's so many families that are going to Thursday celebrate Thanksgiving, and then Friday and Saturday, based on all the rivalry weekend, Florida, Florida State, and Georgia, Georgia Tech, and Auburn, Alabama, and Ohio State, Michigan. And there's literally going to be, for 48 hours, houses divided. And you know, it's going to be a big deal. And I love it because I love sports. But all of a sudden, that's become a priority that so many people drastically change their lives for, when ultimately it's hard to then remember, hey, Eric, it's just a game, right? And so many times I've had to remember in my life, it's just a game. And so many times God's reminded me, hey, it's just a game. And there are more important things. But that's just one example of how so many times we let life get in the way. And that's why I think why a devotional, and why something every morning to start your day in God's word and truth, and then in practical ways, is so important. Because, right, we got to have a framework, and we got to reshape our mind every day. Okay, even though the world's saying this is what's most important, this is what God's telling me is most important.
It's interesting, because you're obviously, you're a, you know, top athlete your whole life. You've worked out. And anybody who has those goals understands I have to put in the time in the gym, on the track, whatever it is. I have to do that. It can't get done by anyone but me. I have to make those priorities. If I don't do it, it doesn't happen. And of course, that is important, to be healthy and so on and so forth. But you're talking about spiritual health, emotional health, and how we also have to understand we've got to make time for that.
That's exactly right. Spiritual health, emotional health, relational health, all of these things, your priorities, focusing on what matters, right? Is we put our days and our times in so many other things. I just saw a study not too long ago that said that young people right now spend more time on digital devices than they actually do sleeping. Right. So do we think that that's, you know, and that's a lot of different things, but there's a lot of things that are competing for our time, for our energy, for our eyeballs, for our mindset. Right. Now we have to stop and compete and say, no. I'm going to spend a few minutes every day, you know, getting back to what really matters, getting back to the right framework, the right mindset. And then I'm going to be more ready to go take on life. But if we don't actually do that preparation, then when the time gets there, it's so much easier to just be able to just be moved by the wind.
Right. And the only way to be moved by the wind is if the wind is the Holy Spirit, in which case it's a good thing. Otherwise, you're just drifting around, right? So it's kind of interesting.
I see what you did there, buddy.
Yeah, you saw. The wind blows where it lists. That's from a favorite book of mine. But I got to tell you, it is interesting, because you come across as a very disciplined person, and I think a lot of people want that, but it's difficult in their lives to be disciplined, or to find discipline, because kind of life gets in the way.
doing a devotional first thing in the morning when you wake up, that's an easy way to do it if it's possible. And that's why I know you've written this devotional, because it sets you in the right place. Was it hard to convince you to write a devotional? Because it seems like a great idea, but it's not easy.
No, honestly, it wasn't hard to convince me. I think probably where I was like, wow, this is a lot different is after you get to day 200 and you're like, wow, coming up with 365s is a little bit more difficult. But it was, honestly, it was just so much fun. And one of the things that I love getting the chance to do in this 1 year devotional was I had 30 of the days were written by heroes of mine. Parents who have lost kids to different illnesses, kids with life-threatening illnesses. One of the days is written by a survivor of human trafficking, and it is all to be able to share how in some of their hard moments in life, how they were still able to live out a mission possible life, because mission just means a task or job someone has been given to do, and possible means to be able. And so I love getting to share one every day, starting with scripture, and then trying to share practical tidbits and that we can take into life. But then also 30 of the days were written by heroes of mine that I think will be very encouraging to a lot of people, because I just wanted them to be able to hear their stories, because, you know, they don't necessarily have the platforms that to be able to share it. But man, their stories are worth hearing, and I think they'll be very impactful for so many people.
Tim, we just have about a minute left. I want you to talk a little bit about your foundation. How do people find that, and what do you do in that foundation?
They can go to timtiofoundation.org, and to really sum it up for the sake of time, we fight for people that can't fight for themselves in over 70 countries around the world. If they've been thrown away, beaten, neglected, trafficked, then they're the people that we're fighting for, that we love, that we have been called to take care of and bring faith, hope, and love to. That is what I believe God has called me to in this lifetime, and it's the greatest mission that I'm on.
And that's timtebowfoundation.org?
Yes, sir.
timtebowfoundation.org. You just do so much great work. I want to encourage people to check out timtebowfoundation.org and to get a copy of 1 year devotional, Mission Possible. I love the positivity of it. It's enthusiastic. Tim Tebow, it's just a joy to talk to you. God bless you and all you're doing. Congratulations on this book. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, man. I like the sweater. You're rocking. Keep doing it, buddy.
Thank you. Alvin, have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. But Here's the thing. Most people listening right to us right now, actually, they haven't done their Christmas shopping.
No.
You know, they're listening to Oz Guinness. They're listening to Tim Tebow. And they think that the idea will just come to them. That's what happens to me. And then the idea doesn't come to me. So I want to make a suggestion for Christmas gifts. If you go to any of our websites, okay, if you go to my website, ericmetaxas.com, you can go to socratesinthecity.com, you can go to metaxastalk.com. There are a number of lovely gifts there. Most of my books are available. If you want an autographed copy, that always makes a very special gift. You can get those at SocratesInTheCity.com. You can get those at MetaxasTalk.com. And if you go to MyStore.com or MyPillow.com and you use the code ERIC, you get a special discount. You help this program. You help keep us on the air. And you help our friend Mike Lindell, who's a hero. And you're buying American-made products. That's MyStore.com and MyPillow.com. If you use the code ERIC, and tell your friends to use the code ERIC, please, instead of using whatever, I don't know, generic code that's floating around out there. But these all would make terrific places to find Christmas gifts that have some meaning. But the ultimate meaning would be if you were to go to metaxastalk.com and click on the banner at the top of the page, and you could help free a slave from literal slavery in southern Sudan. As you know, radical Muslims, they don't have a biblical worldview. They think slavery is a good thing, and they've enslaved Christians, and they persecute them, and they do horrible things, and these people are enslaved while we're talking right now. You can participate with Christian Solidarity International in freeing these slaves, and whatever you give goes toward that. I think that is the ultimate Christmas gift. It is such a beautiful thing. It's a way of doing something that is extraordinary and meaningful in a transcendent way. It's not just a gift. So whatever you're inclined to do, whatever you're inclined to give, $250 is the amount that frees a slave from slavery. So if you can give that amount, you can actually tell whoever you're giving this gift to, we have freed a slave, a human being. Mm-hmm. In your name, we gave this gift. This is our gift to you. And obviously, it's tax deductible. You have to go to metaxastalk.com, and you can see the banner. I'll give you the phone number in a minute if you prefer to call. But the idea that we get to do this, folks, Christian Solidarity International, they're involved in doing this. It's an astonishing thing that they're there doing this, that they can do this, and that they've made it possible. This doesn't just free a slave from slavery, but it gets this person set up in a life of freedom. So they get all kinds of things, and, yes. And Kevin McCullough has been on this program explaining what they get. They get all kinds of stuff to set them up in a life of freedom. It's nearly impossible to comprehend that this is happening and that we get to be a part of it. So I want to tell you, do not miss this, folks. It's very rare you get an opportunity to do an unmitigated good, a glorious, glorious thing, whatever it is that you give. Some people can give a lot of money. If somebody can give a gift of $10,000, it would be my honor to spend an evening with you, whatever you want to do. You want to put together a group of people or just two or three of us or whatever it is, either in New York or when I come to your neck of the woods. But you have to go to metaxastalk.com. The phone number before we go, please write it down, 888-253-3522. 888-253-3522. Do not miss this. Metaxastalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.